Yeah, okay, so there's an awesome midrash over here in Sefer is called Utsar Midrash. Yeah, so it's in Per Gimel. It's just a compilation of midrashim and different vorts. So it's in Per Gimel of Megillas Esther, Pasuk Tes. Right, so this is after Achashverosh gave Haman the signet ring. Mm-hmm. Right, once he had that, what did he do? Now he's in control. So the pasuk says that Haman says to Achashverosh, "Im al hamelach tov, if it's good for the king, ikasev la'abdam v'aseres lofim kikar kesef eshkol, aydei osei hamlacha la'havi el ginzei melach." Right, and Haman says, "I'm going to give all these 20,000 shekels just right to destroy the Klal Yisrael." Okay, that's what Haman's request was of Achashverosh. Okay, however, listen to this medrash. It's in Esther Rava Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Gimel. Okay,
what is Esther Rava?
It's a medrash. Yeah. So it says like this: Im al melech tov yikasev la'abdam. Amar ish lakish bishash amar Haman harash la'achashverosh. At the time that Haman said to Achashverosh, bo una'abed es Yisrael min olam, that let's go and erase them, right? This was the first final solution, right? Erase every single Jew from the world. Amar la'achashverosh, lo yachlat lahon. We're not going to be able to do this. Bidil de la de elahehon la shaviklon. Vipnish ein eloheim ozovo some kalikr. Achashverosh said, no, they have a God that's not going to abandon them. We're not going to be able to beat their God. Tachazei ma aved lo namachin kama de havon kominan. Right, first it's Aramaic, and then it's translated into Hebrew, yeah? Borei, me asalam lachim hakadmonim shayu lefaninu. Achashverosh said to Haman, let's see what all the previous kings happened to them. De havon pishatu niyadein aleyan. Because what did they do? They tried to attack Klal Yisrael, right? And these malachim were much stronger than us and much bigger than me and you are. V'kan mad ase aleihon nemavdinhon min amo udiyatz aleihon. V'chol mi mehem sh'amar aleihem lashmidam oyatz aleihem era. And any one of these kings who came up with an eitzah to go and destroy Klal Yisrael, or let's destroy them, or came up with different advices to how to pain us. Mivtal min alma v'havi lemasal l'chodar yama. Like Rafi just said, batal min olam. They were destroyed. Right? V'haya lemasal l'chol yoshvei olam. And this is a mashal for everyone. That what? Anyone who tries to touch the Jews, Achashverosh said, look what happens to them. I'm not starting up with them. V'anan de lo malinan kevasaihu. And us, that we're not as big as these ones, we're not as powerful as they were. Achas kama kama. How much more so? That we're not going to be able to... The God of the Jews is going to destroy us. V'lachin shavik lach milmala tuv bepiskama dina. Azov uscham ladaber shuv pam adavarze. So Achashverosh said to Haman, my good friend, come up with a new plan, because I'm not starting up with the Jews. Right? You could do whatever you want, but we're not touching the Jews, especially not to destroy them, because I don't want to be destroyed. Vafal pichin haya Haman arasha matrit al. Matrit es Achashverosh al pisgama dana. He used to bother Achashverosh every day. Kol shaita v'shaita, every hour. Right, Haman was second in command, so he used to be back Achashverosh 24/7. Right, every hour he comes to Achashverosh, umiyato etzos ra'al Yisrael, and he would come up with different etzos. Let's do this to the Jews. Do this to the Jews. Right, every single hour. Right, he wouldn't stop bothering Achashverosh just to kill them. Right, so man, that's very annoying. Amar lo Achashverosh, ho'il v'kach. Since this is the case that you keep bothering me and you keep pushing and pushing, nimlatz. Okay, we're going to ask Eitzah, b'chachamim u'v'chartumim. We're going to get different sorcerers and different wise people, and we're going to ask of them. Miad shalach v'ki beitzes kol chachmei umas olam. At that moment, Achashverosh sent out to go gather up all the different leaders of the goyim and all the chachamim around town. Ba'u kulam lefanav. Amar lehem Achashverosh. Achashverosh said to them, Ritzonchem shenabed umazum in olam. He said to them, do you guys think it's smart to get rid of this nation? Amru lo kulam v'asachas. They all said, Mi heimze veizahu asher milav libo lasoskein. Who's thinking to do something like this? Who's the person that even has the chutzpah to think of this? Rotsa hasa goral b'davarze, and to even do a goral on this, right? To even think about this type of approach. Sheimata ma'abed yisrael min olam. That if you try to destroy the Jews from the world, right? Again, they're chachamim, so they know. Yeah, if you try to destroy the Jews from the world, ma'abed ha'olam, the world's going to be destroyed. Sharei ain't olam miskayim ela bishvil haTorah, because the world's only here because of the Torah. Like we know that from the Gra, that the Gra says, right? Why are there different time zones in the world? So that at every single moment, there's going to be someone learning Torah. Because what if there was 1 second of that Torah, the world would go to tohu vavohu, be destroyed. Right, if my bris, which is the bris of Torah, is not being kept day and night, then what? Then there's not going to be any more Shemayim and Arts. The world's going to be destroyed. V'lo od, ella shekol umos nikro nachrim. This is what they answered. Tachas Reish Haman said rather that all the goyim in the world are called nachrim lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Nachrim is like foreigners, right? Before Hashem, v'Yisrael nikram krovim, right? And all Yisrael were called krovim, like it says v'gam el nachri asher lo me'amcha Yisraelu, right? That a nachri, anyone who's not part of Klal Yisrael. Yisrael nikru krovim. How do you say, like it says, Levnei Yisrael am krovo? So one, all the goyim see that what? We're called, we're the ones who are close to Hashem. Right? We're the dear ones to Hashem. We're precious to Hashem. V'lo'od ela shnikru banim. Not just that, but also Klal Yisrael is called banim. Where do we see that? B'ni b'chori Yisrael. Or banim atem l'Hashem okechem. Right? We're called Hashem's son. Right, Vakarish Baruch Hu Nikra Karov Yisrael. Hadi Lusiv Karov Hashem L'chol Karov. Right, it's not just that we're close to Hashem, but Hashem's also close to us. Right, L'chol Asher Yikru V'Emes. Who Pasuk Zel Yisrael Ne'amar Sharei Ein Uma Krov Vakarish Baruch Hu El Yisrael. There's no nation that's close to this God except for Klal Yisrael. Shemar Kol Kin B'chol Karin Love. So what are we thinking? Why would we start up with this nation? V'Adam Shirotz L'Shloach Yab B'Krovav. Right, and a person who thinks to try to hurt someone's relative, uvivanov, or try to hurt someone's son, shel kadosh baruch hu, ech yimalid. How are they going to be saved? They're going to be destroyed in a second. You can't start up with this nation. Lefishu kadosh baruch hu shalit be'elyonim v'tachtonim, because their God is the one who's in charge of shemayim and aretz. V'nefesh kol chai b'yado, and everything's in His hands. Lagbia lahashpi lahamis lachios, to raise up, to lower, to kill, or to give life to. Lech hisbonin b'malachim arishon v'shavru. We said, let Haman go and think about all the previous kings. They tried to mess with Israel. And look at what their punishments were. Kimo paro v'tznachirev. They were mamish punished with the worst punishments. Right? Again, Mitzrayim tortured us a lot. But look at their punishments. Right? Those are mamish torture. And then and that's not even a chelik of what happened to them at Kriyas Yamtsev. Right? They got thrown up in the air and thrown down. Right? Like stones, mamish.
Turning
in the water, right. And those who were even worse got even worse punishments. So they said to Haman, buddy, you're crazy. This is not a good idea. Don't start up with this nation. Miyad Amrlon, Haman said back to them, listen, Eloka Shetava Paro Bayam. That God that drowned Paro and his nation in the sea. V'asali Yisrael Nisim, Ugvurus Reshmatam. And he did all the Nisim and all the great Niflos to Klal Yisrael. Listen to what Haman said. Kivarhu Zakin. He's already an old person. He's an old God. He doesn't have the kochlas anymore. Veinu yachol asas klum. He can't do anything to us anymore. He's too old. He's out of it. His tricks and all his nisim flaws, he ran out of the fire. Right? He's an old, burnt-out person. Right? That's what Haman said. Shekvar ala Nebuchadnezzar vehechriv beso. Because Nebuchadnezzar came and already destroyed the beso mikdash. Vesaraf es hechalo, and burnt his hecha. Right? Vehegla es Yisrael. And he put them into galus. Pizron beinumulas. And they're all scattered around. V'heichan kochol gvurasa. So where's the kalach of their God today? Shekvar hiskin. He's old. He's lazy. He doesn't have the kochos. He doesn't have the kochos to stand up for them. He doesn't even want to stand up for them anymore. Shenemar v'yomru lo yir'eh ya v'lo yavin al keyakov. Kach omer Hashem. That's what the Rishonim say. That what? Hashem doesn't care about us anymore. And he's too old. He doesn't have the kochos to do any of these nisim. Kevan shamar lahem haman kein kenin azah. Once Haman said this word to them, and he kept pushing and said, don't worry, we're fine. We're going to be able to do it. Miyab kiblu devarav. All of them were mekabel, the devarav of Haman. V'eskima daitam l'chalos es Yisrael. And they agreed, let's destroy Klal Yisrael. V'kasfu igros v'chasmu. And they wrote out all the letters, and they stamped it. All the umos olam. Yeah? Now, what do you see from this? So there's a lot to learn. But let's take three etzos. I think practical etzos and our first etzos. It's a beautiful medrash, no? That all the malachim tell, we have no shot. You kidding me? We can't mess them. And Haman, what does he do? We're fine. He's old. He has no koach. So you see a lot. So one you see, which we're not going to go into now. This is from Esther Rabbah, right? Which is a medrash on Esther. So you see one thing, which we're not going to go into now, about Haman, is that Haman, you see that he attacks Hashem. It's not that he doesn't attack Klal Yisrael here. He says that Hashem's old. Right? So that's something to think about later as to the fact that it says in the Torah, it says, Yava keska mechema lahashem ba'amalik midor. You see that who's the mechama? It's not a mechama of Klal Yisrael and Amalek. It's mechama lahashem. It's a mechama on Hashem himself.
Everyone else is talking about how
right.
Yisrael is protected.
Exactly. But that's who Haman attacks. So that's one thing to think about. But I think let's give three practical etzas right now. And I think a lesson that we can learn from this, and a lesson that we can learn on how Haman attacks us. So first it goes like this. Is that for those of you who were at the shir last night on the Avi, because the rest of you were not there because you don't care about me. What's up?
Is that a dinner?
Yeah, we had a dinner with Avi Schwartz.
I had a dinner from Avi Schwartz.
Okay, so it goes like this, yeah?
A dinner with the
Shaka Boys. Yeah, and Avi had a dinner with me, and we had a great time. But anyway, you guys are here now, so I forgive you. But it goes like this, yeah? Is that we spoke about last night the Indian of Azaz Deklipa, and Azaz Deklipa, brazenness. Right, what brazenness means also is that I keep pushing for something. Is that you could tell me no, not brazen, but in a good way. Boldness, right, is that if I really want something, I keep pushing. I keep pushing. Right? So where, exactly. So if you really want it, you'll get it. That's how it works. If you really want something, you'll get it. So it goes like this, is that we know, is that there's a concept called in Koheles, the Pasuk says, v'zelu umazeh selokim. Meaning whatever, we've spoken this before, whatever is in Kedusha is also in Klipa. For example, you have Moshe Rabbeinu, and you have Parah. Right? You have Chanukah, and you have Xmas. Right, you have Purim and you have Halloween, right? They're very connected. But you see, one of them is mamash the most kedusha, and one of them is mamash the most tuma, right? You understand that. You have Rosh Hashanah, which is New Year's for us,
and
it's a day that we spend in the Beis Medrash, in shul davening, and then you have New Year's, which is what? Which is you make vows and
well,
it's a complete opposite. So you see that that's a concept. But there's also a concept like the Zera Kodesh, the Rosh Sarab says, is that there's a pasuk in Tehillim says Me'oivai Tichakmeni. Right? From my enemies, I learn wisdom. That means that sometimes you could even see what your enemies do, and you could learn out things from them. Again, it doesn't mean that you should lichachila go learn from the Goyim, but sometimes you can learn valuable things from them. So it goes like this. That we see with Haman here, everyone proved Haman completely wrong. Why are we going to mess with them? But what do you see about Haman? Is that he didn't? He really wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. So what did he do? He kept pushing and pushing, and he kept bothering Achashverosh every single day. Achashverosh was the king, and he said, "Leave me alone, I'm not doing this." But he kept bothering him. He says, I want to do it, I need it. And he said to all the other Chacham, I need it, I want to do it. And what do you see? That they agreed to him. Even though they knew that this was ridiculous. But what happened? They agreed to him. So what can we learn from that also? Is that there's a meter called Azaz de Kedusha. Right? You know what? It's boldness of Kedusha. Is that if I really want something to be Kedusha, then I need it. Right? If I really want something, and we have to know what that, like Rav Nachman says in Kutim Aran, says it's impossible to be an Ishkasher, without the midah of Azaz to Kedusha. Unless you're bold. It's the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. It says Az Kanomer. Yeah, you have to have that Azaz, yeah? So what it means is that I have to push. Sometimes if I really need something in a Avodas Hashem, I have to tell Hashem, Bor Yolam, I mamash need this. If I really want to come back Shana Bet, then it's good to speak to our parents. But more than speaking to our parents, we have to talk to Hashem about it. That Bor Yolam, you know I need this. I want this so badly. And don't give up. I keep putting, I'm telling you, I've had that so many times in life. Where, for example, Uman Roshana this year. Mamash, the night before going to Uman Roshana, it wasn't happening. But I remember I went out to the mountains over there and did a smoke this. And he said, Bor Yolam, if I wanted to go, then yeah, then I agree with you. But Bor Yolam, I need to go. I need to be there. I need to be there to load up all the shefa for the year, all the brachos. I need there for to go there for shalom bais. I need to go there to bring all the brachos home for my family. And Baruch Hashem, it worked out. Because I said it, but derech levod, Hashem, I need this. And there's certain things that we need in avodas Hashem, and we have to push Hashem for it. Again, Rav Nachman says exactly that. He says when it comes to avodas Hashem, you have to push. You have to be bold for it. Again, not b'derech gaiva. You have to say, Bor Yolam, you know, and go like this. I learned this from the book. It's like that book everyone has, Emuna. No.
Living Emuna.
Living Emuna. I really recommend it. It's really great. It's mamish really great. Especially
you wouldn't read that stuff.
No, I bought it for my wife. That's why it's really great. I'll tell you, it's really great when you start dating to have on a date. You should read one with your wife every night, whatever, or who you're going out with. It's just small stories, and it's big. I'm telling you, it's big time chizik and Emuna. I don't have it myself. I used to with my wife. We don't have it now, but every night we used to do one story a night. It's mamash big time chizik. So one of the things I saw in there is that it's about Chana, right? You know, Chana had Shmuel. Right? Yeah, exactly. So it says the thing she didn't have Shmuel for. She didn't have kids for a long time. Right. So one of the stories I brought in there was with Emuna, is that one of the things we learned tefillah from Chana, right? A lot of the tefillah we have from Chana, because one of the things she said to Hashem, if I could have a child on my own, then I would do it. But you're the only one who has the koch for this. That's why I'm asking you, because I can't do it on my own. And when Hashem realized that, what? The Chama said to her that I don't have the koch. Only you, Hashem, have it. Hashem says, you know what? I have to give it to your child. You have to push Hashem. Say the what? If I could do it on my own, Hashem, then okay, then I wouldn't ask you, I wouldn't bother you. But it's you have it. You have the ability to bring me back Shana better if I want. You have the ability to help me daven better. You have the ability to help me out in these things. Again, of course, we have to arish this in Avodas Hashem, but we have to realize that what we have to push Hashem to enter into Kedusha. We have to be bold in that area. Just as Haman is bold and he doesn't give up until he gets what he wants, so too we have to have that exact midah in Kedusha though. So that's Eitzah number one. Another one is like this. Is that we see all the Goyim here, Achashverosh, who was a Rasha, who wanted to kill the Jews as much as Haman did, like the Gemara brings down.
Like the,
right?
The pit and
very, the... Very good, right? The pit and the pot of dirt, very good, beautiful. And also we see all the Chachamim of the Umas Olam. What are the things they said? They said, oh, Klal Yisrael is close to Hashem, they're banim to Hashem, right? They're beloved to Hashem, they're precious to Hashem. Right? So what do we see from that? That all the Goyim know our relationship with Hashem. And all the Goyim know that Hashem has our back.
The fact they went
right?
there with
the but the question we have to ask ourselves is that, do we know that also? Do we know that we're banim to Hashem? That we're mamish children to Hashem? Right? Do we know that we're the Am Krovo to Hashem? Do we know how precious we are to Hashem? You know, a lot of times we don't realize these things. And sometimes we look to impress the Goyim so much. And the Goyim know that, and that's why the Goyim have no respect for us. Because they think in their minds, they know. What are you trying to suck up to us for? You have Hashem. Right? There's a story I heard last year, someone told me this, that who's the guy in India that people go to?
Dalai Lama.
Dalai Lama, right? There's a lot of meditation there, yeah? So, wherever it is, right? Hindu, right? Hindu?
Buddhist.
Buddhist, right? Buddhist. Yeah? So he went, so there was a Jewish guy who was off the derech, but he went there to meet the Dalai Lama, yeah? So he asked him how to do better meditation, yeah? And Dalai Lama said to him, he's like, oh, what nationality are you? He's like, I was born Jewish. So the Dalai Lama looks at him and says, so what are you coming to me for? And he's like, you're the expert. He says, do you not realize that you say every day the following words? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
What is the Dalai Lama not going to bring to Judaism?
Because, right? I don't know why. But he said to him, but he was mocking himself. He's like, do you need any better meditation than to think about that for your... Again, he was saying, for your religion, you have that. Right? But it's wild that the Goyim know. The Goyim know. But that we have to ask ourselves a question. Do we know how precious we are to the Borei Olam? Do we know how close we are with Hashem? Like we say every day davening, right? When's the last time you thought about this? Ki rotze Hashem ba'amo. Translate, what does that mean?
Hashem wants us as a nation.
Do you think about that? Ki rotze Hashem ba'amo. He wants us. We have to think about that more. We have to be misbodied on that. And really speak to ourselves about that. Is that if the Goyim know, how don't I know this? Am Krovo. Bonim Atem. We're the sons of Hashem. If the Goyim know that, then it's ridiculous that we don't know that about ourselves. So that's Eitzah number two. Eitzah number three. Yeah? Eitzah number three goes like this. Is that you see that Haman really wanted to do something mamish terrible. Right? He even says at the end, right, the end of this parak, listen to this pasuk, yeah? It says at the end of the pasuk, and the end of the parak, when they knew that they were going to destroy all the Jews, so the pasuk ends like this. Haratzim yatzu dechufim bidvar melech vadas nitna b'shushan avira. Right, that everyone was going to kill the Jews on Yigim Adar, right? And it says like this: the Amalek, the Haman, and the king and Haman, Yashu Lishtos Vair Shusha Nevocha. Right, it says that Haman and Achashverosh sat to drink wine, and the whole city of Shushan was crying. So, what does that mean that the whole city of Shushan was crying? So, this is what it says in Megillas Eliyahu and the Manos Halevi. You know who the Manos Halevi is? You know Rav Shimon Shlomo Alkabetz is?
Yeah.
Who's Shlomo Alkabetz? You definitely know the name.
Yeah, I learned from 250.
Yeah,
so Shlomo Alkabetz. So what are the first letters of Shamor?
Oh, he wrote
Lechadodi.
Very good. So Shlomo Alkabetz wrote Lechadodi. So he wrote the Sefer Manos Halevi, which is a Perush on Megillas Esther also. Right? Shlomo Alkabetz. So this is what he says, like this. He says, what does it mean that Haman and Achashverosh were sitting and drinking? Why are they sitting and drinking? Yesh tefar shokach, right? Why were they sitting and drinking? Right? Avur va'ir Shushan Avocha. Because Shushan was all crying. Yeah? So what do you see sometimes that happens to the alcoholics, unfortunately, is that they're very depressed and sad people, right? So they drink to forget about all their pains, right? So it's like this. That kedesh ayde hanigunim shemeshorim beis hamishta lo yishmu as tzakas ayhudim, right? Is that the reason why they were drinking and partying is so they wouldn't hear the cries of Klai Yisrael. Because Klai Yisrael just saw that we're going to be killed. Yeah? So you know why they started drinking? Just so they wouldn't be able to hear their tears and feel hear their tears and feel bad for them. Vizem mora al azar yusam. This is mom's...
Officers had the party in the first place?
No, this was just a party for him and Haman. Yeah. Him and Haman just had were drinking together so that they wouldn't be able to realize how bad it was. They were killing a whole nation. It's sick. Right? So we have...
Probably didn't mean to seem like
right?
I had the conscience.
Exactly. Right.
A little bit. I've never heard anything.
So it goes like this, yeah? So it goes like this. Is that we have to ask ourselves, we see about Haman here, that what happens? Achashverosh says, no, we can't kill this nation. We can't do it. And Haman keeps pushing to do something bad. And all the other goyim come and they say, we can't do this. And Haman is the one who's pushing, no, let's do it. So a person has to ask themselves like this, do we have friends like that also? Right? That we're in yeshiva. But we have friends who are also the ones who are pushing us. No, come on, let's go. We can go to the club tonight. Right? We can go out to Tel Aviv tonight. No one's going to get us in trouble. Right? We can go do something bad. We can get past this. Da-da-da-da. Right? Do other things. The person has to ask himself, do I have that type of friend? Because maybe that's not a friend of mine. Maybe that's not a good influence on me. And we have to really think about that. And it's bordered on that. Who are my friends? Like it says like this. There's a it says, right, about a person who has a bad neighbor. It says, oy le Russia. That oy to the Russia, and oy to his neighbor also. Which is that what? That if you're friends with the Russia, or a person who's a bad person, then what? You're chayev also. So if you're very careful of that, like it says in Pirkei Avos, asay lecha rav, ukenei lecha chaver. Which means that what? Asay lecha rav, that you should have good role models. You should have a Rebbe who's a good role model on you. But even more important than that, right? It says make for yourself. But kinei, what does kinei mean?
Acquire.
Buy. Which means that what? You should even pay. Kinei l'chachaver. Because that's how important good friends are. Right? That's one of the most important things. And one of the most important things that I personally see in people is that sometimes a guy comes to Eretz Yisrael for the year and his number one downfall is his chevra. I know it firsthand. I had a guy when I can't say who, whatever. But I know firsthand, the guy, I came back as alumni, and he sat down with me and another Rebbe from the yeshiva, and he was crying to us. Right? He broke down crying that he was shunned back. Right? And he's crying to us that he said, I know when I go back, I'm going to fall. I know when I go back, I'm going to fall. I'm going to go back to all the Averos. He says, because I can't remove myself from my friends. It's too hard for me. He broke down crying. For 20 minutes, he couldn't get a word out because he's crying. Okay. Right? Because why? Because he couldn't separate from his bad friends. And unfortunately, Mamish, kachave. Right when he got back, right back to it. And I remember that. I'll never forget that. It was late. It was almost 2 a.m. Right? We were in the back of the Beis Medrash. Hysterical crying. One of the biggest downfalls of people is that what? That they can't separate themselves from... doesn't mean that your friends are bad people. But what? But they're bad influences. And they're not your chevra. Right? You could be friendly with them, but you have to be careful. I remember Rav Weinberger told me one time, he said, some people are so quick that they have, you know, they'll be like someone on the derech, and then they'll have their friends who are like off the derech, and they'll say, you know, I have to go out in the car with them. I'm going to go to the bars with them, and the games with them, and all these places. He says, why don't we bring them to our home field? Bring them to a base medrash. Bring them to your home. So we think so much that I'm going to be the, you know, I'm going to be the next Baal Shem Tov. I'm going to be the next Shlomo Karbach, you know? I'm going to be the next Berditchever. He says, we have to be careful with that. We have to have good chaverim. And to work on that, to really David Hashem, to help me out to have a good chaverim. So a chevra, that's an unbelievable medrash, no? Yeah, awesome medrash. But also those three practical esas were what?
What were the
three practical esas? You can say them back.
We need to be so good.
Yes, stay the first one, right? We have to have good friends. Right. Make sure we have good friends and good role models. B, is that we have to have Azaz to Kedusha. We have to push Hashem a little bit.
And we need to remember that we're the blessed nation.
Right, exactly. And you have to remember and think about that. The what? We're called Hashem's Am Krovo.
Yeah, everyone's jealous.
We're close to Hashem, exactly. And the what? The Nikud is to what? To be proud to be a Yid. That's the biggest Nikud. We're holding by how many days till Purim?
10?
8 days until Purim.
Thursday.
8 days to Purim, it's crazy.
Where are you going for the
Suda? I don't know, but we should be zochah to be mekabel days of Purim, but Kedusha B'Tara, and to erase Amalek from the whole entire world.
Amen.